Have you ever wondered why some dishes just work while others fall flat? What makes the difference between a good meal and an unforgettable one? The Flavor Bible isn't just another cookbook. It's a revolutionary approach to understanding how flavors interact, designed to free you from the tyranny of recipes. Since 2008, this culinary compass has guided professional chefs and home cooks alike through the vast landscape of flavor combinations, selling over 600,000 copies and becoming required reading in culinary schools nationwide. At its core, this masterwork represents a fundamental shift in how we approach cooking. Rather than dictating precise measurements and techniques, it empowers us to understand the language of ingredients, how they speak to each other, how they harmonize, and how they can be orchestrated into symphonies of taste that transcend the sum of their parts. It's the difference between reciting someone else's poem and writing your own. Cooking stands at a crossroads. For generations, we've relied on recipes, precise formulas promising consistency, but often becoming culinary handcuffs that stifle creative joy. While cooking is fundamentally creative, following recipes represents merely the most basic form of creativity. True culinary mastery comes from understanding flavor principles, not memorizing instructions. After 8 years interviewing America's most innovative chefs, from Thomas Keller to Daniel Boulle, the authors distilled their wisdom into a guide to compatible flavors. Rather than prescribing exactly 1 teaspoon of thyme, this approach explains thyme's essence, its aromatic profile, natural partnerships with lemon and poultry, and unexpected affinity for mushrooms. This knowledge empowers you to make informed decisions in your own creations. Understanding how factors like temperature affect flavor, why ice cream needs more sweetness than room temperature desserts, or why a cool evening welcomes warm dishes unbearable during heat waves, transforms cooking from mechanical recipe following into an intuitive art where creativity flourishes. Flavor is more complex than most realize, comprising distinct elements that create our eating experience. Taste forms the foundation: sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and umami. Each serves specific functions. Saltiness stimulates appetite, bitterness enhances other flavors, sourness refreshes, and sweetness satiates. These tastes interact in meaningful ways. Bitterness suppresses sweetness, while saltiness can amplify it. Understanding these relationships helps bring dishes into perfect balance. Mouthfeel adds dimension through temperature and texture. Warm apple pie needs less sugar than apple sorbet because cold suppresses sweetness. We enjoy crispy bacon on soft burgers because textural contrast creates a more engaging experience. Aroma accounts for up to 80% of flavor perception, explaining why food tastes bland when you have a cold. Aromatic ingredients like fresh herbs, spices, and citrus zest transform ordinary dishes into memorable ones. The X factor describes how food affects us emotionally and spiritually. This explains why we often prefer grandmother's simple cooking over technically perfect restaurant dishes. Food connects us to people, cultures, and traditions that have sustained humanity for centuries. Great cooking transcends technical skill. It requires sophisticated judgment about when, where, why, and how to serve ingredients. This culinary wisdom combines intuitive understanding with years of practical experience. Two fundamental concepts guide this mastery: understanding the essence of the moment and the essence of ingredients. The moment encompasses occasion, weather, dining context, guest preferences, and available resources. The essence of ingredients includes their peak season, regional significance, weight, flavor profile, and natural affinities. Understanding both elements enables you to create dishes that perfectly express both ingredients and moment. Weather significantly influences our cravings. As Chef Andrew Carmelini notes, "On a rainy, cold day, I want soup." Ingredient weight helps create harmonious combinations. Delicate Dover sole pairs with light herbs and citrus, while robust short ribs complement bold red wine and garlic. Preparation methods can manipulate flavor intensity. Roasting intensifies while poaching quiets. Seasonality isn't just about availability, but optimal flavor. Ingredients in season naturally complement each other in flavor, texture, and nutrition. Many chefs begin with market visits rather than predetermined recipes, letting seasonal offerings guide their creativity.
What's the single most crucial aspect of successful cooking? Balance. Through chef interviews, distinct approaches to achieving this elusive quality emerge. Chef Andrew Carmelini reduces sauce making to 5 essential elements: acid, salt, sweetness, savory spices like cumin, and heat spices, chiles. For fatty components, he adds acid to cut richness, using rice wine vinegar in Asian dishes, but champagne vinegar in French ones. Understanding cultural context becomes essential to authentic flavor building. Sharon Hage builds dishes using her Four Seasons tray: fleur de sel, red pepper flakes, dry mustard, and sumac. Her layering begins with salt, then heat, followed by acid, and finishing with fat to unify the sauce. Brad Farmery focuses on building richness and then cutting it. He might cure meat or use ingredients like miso for depth, then balance with acids tailored to specific dishes. For desserts, Emily Lucchetti seeks clean, distinguished flavors, adding lemon juice and salt to enhance fruit's natural character and adjusting sugar based on the fruit's sweetness. Peak season fruit may need no sugar at all.
How do these principles translate to everyday cooking? The book demonstrates through practical examples how top chefs apply flavor wisdom in their kitchens. For proteins, flavor enhancement occurs before cooking, brining/marinating, during cooking, technique selection, and after, sauces/condiments. For exceptional chicken, chefs recommend brining with kosher salt and honey, then marinating in aromatic herbs, garlic, lemon, and olive oil. Even humble vegetables receive sophisticated treatment. Michael Anthony elevates cabbage by quickly roasting thin slices with caraway seeds, walnuts, and cider. Monica Pope pairs beets with frisée and blue cheese, while Katsuya Fukushima creates beet sorbet for scallop ceviche. Cultural approaches reveal fascinating differences. Spanish cooking substitutes green peppers for celery and mirepoix, while pimenton adds smoky depth. These insights explain why certain combinations evolved across culinary traditions. The book's Flavor Affinities reference offers practical guidance, like combining 3 apple varieties in pies with cinnamon, lemon juice, and salt to enhance both sweetness and tartness.
Cooking can transcend mere meal preparation to become a form of meditation and healing through sensory engagement. When we cook with full awareness, we commune with ingredients, experiencing their essence through sizzling sounds, aromatic herbs, vibrant colors, and varied textures. A multi-sensory meditation, nourishing body, mind, and spirit. This approach transforms cooking from chore to creative practice. Understanding flavor principles liberates us to express ourselves, creating dishes reflecting not just technique, but personal vision. Whether experimenting with new combinations, adapting traditions, or inventing entirely new dishes. As U.S. Poet Laureate Charles Simic advised those seeking happiness, "For starters, learn how to cook." This simple statement reveals how cooking with awareness becomes a path to connection, creativity, and joy. The kitchen becomes a sanctuary for present moment focus and active meditation, extending to mindful choices about food systems. The journey from recipe follower to flavor creator awaits, requiring only curiosity, ingredients, and trust in your senses.